With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has bombed areas of southern Gaza ahead of an expected ground assault. The Israeli military says it's targeting Hamas hideouts, infrastructure, and command centers.
He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
Secretary of State Blinken on tomorrow's presidential visit to Israel.
Since the brutal attack two weekends ago, the Biden administration has pledged military support to Israel and sent U.S. carriers and aid to the region. White House officials are also planning to seek more funding from Congress. And on Wednesday, the president will deliver an in-person message of solidarity to the leadership and people of the Jewish state.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president will also meet with Arab leaders in Jordan. Former President Trump says that if he wins re-election, he'll make sure that not a penny in U.S. funds finds its way to Mideast terrorist groups. The president also pledging to restore order to the southern border, adding that he would adopt strict requirements for would-be immigrants.
If you empathize with radical Islamic terrorists and extremists, you're disqualified. You're just disqualified. If you want to abolish the state of Israel, you're disqualified.
In Mr. Trump's words, we're going to have the largest deportation effort in history. Also at SRNNews.com, while not pulling in the welcome mat, New York City is revising some of the housing rules that apply to illegal aliens.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that he is limiting shelter stays for migrant families with children to 60 days in the city's housing system.
And that report from correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures remain in the red. The Dow futures are down 67 points. NASDAQ futures off 61 points. This is SRN News. India's highest court has legalized civil unions for homosexual couples, but stopped short of making gay marriage the law of the land.
What the Supreme Court has said is that it is not up to them to legalize same-sex marriage. That is a decision that should be left with Parliament. But all five justices were unanimous in saying that they do believe same-sex marriage should be allowed.
BBC correspondent Sumira Hussain. India is 80% Hindu, but Hinduism takes no official position on homosexuality. Is it a cult or is it a religion? The Japanese branch of the Unification Church is decrying an effort by the Japanese government to get a court order that would dissolve the group. The church argues that the government's move is a serious threat to religious freedom. Japanese officials point to an investigation that shows the group has systematically manipulated followers in donating money while sowing fear and harming their families. SRN News. Several members of a California family have pleaded guilty to conspiracy for their role in a ring that shipped stolen catalytic converters worth hundreds of millions of dollars from California to New Jersey.
Federal prosecutors say brothers Tusu Vang, Andrew Vang, and their mother Monica Moa were part of a national network of thieves, dealers, and processors who provided the stolen auto anti-smog devices to a metal refinery for more than $600 million. The three acknowledged receiving $38 million for their roles in the scheme. 21 people have been charged in the case. Catalytic converters are easily stolen and contain precious metals that prosecutors say are sometimes worth more than $1,000 each. California accounts for 37% of catalytic converter theft claims nationwide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House votes at noon today on Republican Jim Jordan's nomination to serve as Speaker of the House. More details at SRNNews.com.